This is Louisa Clarence Smith, senior reporter at EG, and I'm with EG's data reporter Carl Tomusk. We are here to discuss the Deloitte Regional Crane Survey, which for 2017 showed a very strong year for construction in the key regional cities it covers: Manchester, Leeds, Birmingham, Belfast, and for the first time this year, Dublin. Carl, what were the overarching themes from this year's survey?
The overarching themes were broadly about residential across the board. Residential was up just about everywhere, and up quite strongly. I spoke to Simon Bedford over at Deloitte about this, and here's what he had to say about it.
What we have to recognize is that the regional cities are now catching up with a period of time, in the period of time that is 2015 to 2018. If you look at the period from 2011 to 14, very, very little new residential accommodation was built in the regional cities. They suffered from the downturn at that time. And now what we're seeing is demand that has been generated over a longer period being satisfied through accelerated construction of new apartments in all of the regional cities. So a bit of catch up, but also I think two other features that we need to recognise. One, the fact that the Manchesters, the Leeds, the Birminghams have become genuinely a destination for young people wanting to make those cities a place for them to build their careers rather than them all flocking to London. So this year we see migration rates out of London increasing. People moving to these cities and finding new homes there. And then secondly, I think also a desire from younger people particularly to live in city centres. Perhaps more traditionally they would have migrated into more suburban locations in these cities. Now they really want to live in the city centre, and that is also driving significant demand for new apartments.
As mentioned earlier, residential was the kind of key sector in 2017 in terms of construction, really dominating new starts in all of the cities. Johnny Caddick of Moda Living, who is working on some major build-to-rent projects in regional cities, including Leeds and Manchester, spoke to me about how the boom kind of started and what he thinks opportunities and challenges could be for residential in the year ahead.
In the simplest form, it's a matter of demand and supply dynamics. If you look back through what's been delivered in the regional cities following the crash in 2008, there was a period of lack of development and a lack of activity in the regions when it came to the supply of city centre apartments. So what we looked at was actually what was happening over that period in time, which was a steady increase in rents and values and pent-up demand. Obviously, the banks and various property companies had a traumatic period during that point in time. So the new entrants into the marketplace, and that'd be from a developer's perspective, institutions and banks, all getting themselves comfortable with the regions. I also think there was a ripple effect from what was happening in central London in terms of values, and there was an adjustment there to developers and investors looking for value, and I think that's where they were finding it in the regions.
And one challenge which a lot of developers are concerned they may face this year is the fallout from the liquidation of Carillion. Even if they didn't use Carillion directly, what that means for subcontractors, if it could affect the viability of their schemes. I know that you've just successfully kind of sorted out Angel Gardens by getting your own Caddick construction arm in to replace Carillion. Can you talk a bit about that process of how you managed to kind of deal with that problem?
Yeah, it is going to be a big challenge, and we're just seeing the kind of tip of the iceberg with the fallout. When you look at the major contractors and you look at their accounts and you see how they're put together, there's a lot of question marks and a lot of nervous people out there who've been dealing with them, especially when they're being paid 128 days later. So from our perspective, we're staying very close to our supply chain. We're very lucky in that we have very good ongoing relationships with our supply chain, and we stay close to them, as we did in the case of Manchester for Angel Gardens. Part of the Caddick Group, we have Caddick Construction, our delivery arm, but they very much sit behind everything we do, so we get a lot of cost certainty from that. And I suppose there's challenges with a pipeline such as ours, which is geographically spread across the UK. It's how we manage to control that and the different subcontractors. So it is a challenge. I think what we're going to probably see is the kind of tier two contractors getting stronger as everyone takes a good hard look at those tier one contractors and some of the difficult contracts they've been picking up. And it will ultimately be driven by the supply chain, the subcontractor supply chain.
Are there any other big challenges which you see ahead for the resi sector in the regions this year? Or do you think it will just be another year of growth?
I think there's always challenges in the regions with residential development as the margins are tighter. You're dealing with lower capital values than central London. And it's the knock-on effect of inflation into the build price that we see. So that's probably the biggest difficulty. I think the skilled labour force, and we all see that with what's happened following Brexit, hasn't quite been yet, but it's a matter of how do we build these buildings faster and more efficiently. And I think the rise of the modular construction will be something that we're keen to watch. I think it's got a little bit to go, especially when it comes to high-rise, but it could be a fantastic solution.
There have been some question marks about whether some of these cities could even be seeing oversupply of residential units, especially in the city centre where they haven't traditionally had much resi. Richard Jackson of Apache Capital Partners explains why he thinks there is that underlying demand.
Whenever we go into a city, we have to get comfortable on a number of macro fundamentals. Firstly is the supply and the demand fundamentals. Now, actually, if you look at a lot of the housing supply that is coming online, it's for sale. And secondly, if you look at the breakdown between the different types of built-to-rent projects that are coming online, the vast and overwhelming majority in Manchester are coming on in more of the three-star range, which I described earlier on. There are very few projects coming along online which are at our four- to five-star level. And I hope that doesn't come across arrogantly. That's not the intention. I'm just trying to separate out the different styles of product, which will have different pricing points, different level of amenities and services. And before we bought in Manchester, we did go and see the chief executive of Manchester, and it became very apparent from us that he wanted to encourage more products of our nature because he felt that there was quite a lot of the more three-star offering and there wasn't enough coming through of our type of offering. So we got comfortable on those supply-demand fundamentals. And then we also look at the demographics and we look at our rental levels. And a lot of people will say that we would be charging a rent that is unaffordable. Actually, if you average out the earnings across all of our cities that we've acquired in, it's £28,500. To afford a one-bedroom property, you need to, on your own, it's £30,000. It's slightly above the average, but not substantially. If you're sharing, it's £15,000. And then your average earnings required for a two-bedroom is between £19,000 and £24,000. So we're actually producing a product which is a lot more affordable than people first understand when they look at our offering.
To get the architect perspective, I spoke to Felicity Crickler about the kind of demand for work she's seeing in the regions and why she thinks it's picked up.
I suppose from our perspective, in the last 12 or probably sort of 18 months, what we have seen is just a lot more inquiries for sites outside of London. I think it's really our main comment that we are now doing almost sort of half of our projects outside of the capital, working much more in the regions, for example, places like York, Bristol, Manchester, places that are quite dynamic. I'm not sure if it's related at all to the fact the sort of the mayors, the new mayors, sort of coming in action and generating sort of more growth. But yes, I mean, in terms of build to rent, it's definitely very active outside of London.
But the problem, Simon says, is that although residential is attractive for developers and has good returns involved with it, you need to make sure that office isn't priced out of the equation.
One of the things I think the cities have to watch out for is residential becoming the only show in town. and it's important that balanced strategies are taken forward and that office development remains a viable and an investable commodity, that developers can find land such that they can build office space that is appropriate for the market. What we do want to see is a more is balanced policies being pursued by the cities. Generally, I think that's happening. But it's not easy to compete always where we have very hot sales figures coming through for residential land.
This is Carl Thomas.
And Louisa Clarence-Smith.
And you've listened to us discuss the Deloitte Real Estate Regional Crane Survey 2017. Thanks for listening.